Welcome to Unity Fort Worth Online. We are a spiritual center of love and wisdom, affirming God's presence in our lives and reaching the larger community in ever-increasing circles of good.
Oh, wow. It's been a good service so far, isn't it? Yeah, I like it. Just good energy flowing. Feels good to be in this community. And we're going to talk about one of my very favorite things of all, and that is a way of being that is both spontaneous and joyous and available to us at any given time, because it's inherently ours. It's deep down within us. And Wendy referred to it in that place between thoughts. You know, when we're between thoughts, we're opening up to the ocean that Peter talked about or sang about in that song. It's the oceanic presence of God. And it happens when we drop down into that gap and be in that presence, be in that, the word is flow, be in that flow. And flow as a concept, as a psychological concept, became well known back in the 90s because of the work of this man, really. And he's got a national bestseller here on it, Miyahi Csikszentmihalyi. And that took a lot of learning just to pronounce his name. He's a difficult name, but a great book. But I love this concept of the flow. And in one sentence, this is what it is. It says, it's being fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus. And we've all done it in those moments where we've just focused on one thing. It'd be a very simple thing, like taking care of a baby, you know, changing a napkin on a baby, a diaper. It's such a focus, a natural thing that we become one with it. And that's the essence of flow. There's no gap between the subject and the object, right? There's no gap between us and what we're doing. It's become one thing. And it becomes effortless as a result. It's very natural, and it flows very naturally and effortlessly. And it's got an energy to it and a joy to it that's awesome, yeah? We've all experienced it, haven't we? It was at this point of the 9:30 service when I wasn't sure if I was talking stuff that anybody understood, so I asked, you have experienced this? And they said, yes, we have. And I noticed from the nods, you've experienced some of this too. Because we use different words for it, like zone, I'm in the zone, or in my groove, or in the sweet spot. That's another term that's been used is entrainment, the idea of being in that flow, in that harmony with something. It's also an alpha state, you know, and it's contagious, I believe, because when other people are in the flow, we feel it, don't we? When they're, and it's a wonderful thing, when you see somebody in the flow, there's an intensity and a concentration to them that's wondrous, and you want to be part of that. Remember when I was a young dad, and my daughter was only, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old, and she was doing something. She was playing with crayons or Lego or whatever it was, and she was so intent upon the task that she was doing, that she went into this state of flow. You know, there was no difference between the crayons, the paper, and her. And I was sitting next to her, and I was into alpha myself. I was zoning with her because it was so beautiful, this feeling that she had. I got it too, you know. And it's an awesome experience, isn't it, to be in that flow. You're doing your just right thing. You're being around someone that's doing their just right thing at that time. Let me read it again. It's being fully immersed in a feeling of energized focus. When we're focused and energized in the thing that we're doing, we're in the flow. You know, when the musicians get it right, we feel it, don't we? When they're in that flow, they just send it out for us. And it's the same if for me in speaking. I look forward to Sunday because I get a chance to speak. I get a chance to speak these wonderful spiritual ideas and concepts to a group of people that I know are also open and receptive to these things. And to be in that zone, to be in that flow is just magnificent. You know, it's wondrous. It's joyous. It's transformative. And it keeps you going, you know. I think those moments of flow are what keep us going through the more difficult parts of our lives. Listen, all the great religions have talked about it. Taoism talks about wu wei, which is actionless activity. It's acting without acting. It's doing it effortlessly. You know, I'm in my flow. I'm in my groove. Everything's flowing. I don't have to struggle with it. Yeah? No? Know that feeling? And the Buddhists call it emptiness or shunyata, but it's not emptiness like, it's all empty, there's no good. It's emptiness in the sense I'm part of this huge, open, empty, spacious place like the ocean, like the infinite sky. I am part of that. They say there's four ways of being on this life experience, the Buddhists say. That there's the becoming, you know, when it's arising, and then it's abiding, it's the preservation, and then it's decaying or dissolving. It's birth, life, and death. But around all that is the emptiness, is this open spaciousness that contains everything. And the zone, the flow, is no matter what part of your life you're in, becoming, abiding, or decaying, the flow is still there, right? So you can still be fully alive if you're 93 years old, like some of our congregants, right? Because it has nothing to do with chronological age. This flow is always available. In Hinduism, they call it samadhi, kind of an absorption where subject and object disappear and there's just the oneness, or samyama, which is the idea of coherence. Everything comes together and makes sense. I'm aligned. Dogen, one of my favorite Zen masters, wrote some crazy, wacky stuff. And you could say, what the heck is this talking about? But really, it's talking about what we're talking about. It's the fact that everything flows, right? Listen to this. I'll just read a short bit. You should study the Green Mountains using numerous worlds as your standards. You should clearly examine the Green Mountains walking and your own walking. You should also examine walking backward and investigate the fact that walking forward and backward has never stopped since the very moment before form arose, since the time of the great king of the empty eon. If walking stops, Buddha ancestors do not appear. If walking ends, the Buddha Dharma cannot reach the present. Walking forward does not cease. Walking backward does not cease. Walking forward does not obstruct walking backward. Walking backward does not obstruct walking forward. This is called the mountain's flow and the flowing mountains. Clear? It's not clear to our conceptual minds, but to our intuitive knowing, it makes perfect sense because everything is flowing. You know, we tend to think about the mountains, the Ancient of Days, you know, these huge mountains that never change. But that's not true. Mountains are full of energy that is constantly flowing. You know, the seasons come, the seasons go. The animals move across the mountain, the plant life, the energy within the rocks themselves, the erosion, everything's changing. Different clouds come over the mountain. It's constantly flowing, yes? And so are we. We can trust this. It's part of the amazing energy and power of the universe, right? And so I love the idea that mountains flow because, you know, it's counterintuitive. No, they don't. They're solid. Well, no, they flow, don't they? Just as everything in this universe flows. If you want to be healthy, guess what? Flow. If you want to be healthy, flow. If you want a good marriage or relationship, flow. If you want to do well in your workspace, flow. Because that's the essence of who you are in truth. The minute we're rigid, not flexible, as Daily Word said, we're hampering our own progress, and we're making life difficult for others. Yeah, that doesn't work. A great example of flow for me is the rummage sale. Because the rummage sale works on many different levels. Okay, it's about stuff that people brought in, but it's also about circulation, you know? People didn't want something, they brought it in so other people could have it, so we could circulate the flow of good. All the people that have come in and through our church have seen this church for the first time, maybe. That's a wonderful example of flow, isn't it? All the people who have given so much of their time and energy as volunteers, flowing with that good. Plus, we make money. So it's a double whammy. It's good on all levels of this. So to me, the rummage sale is a great example of allowing that flow to happen. It takes a lot of work, but actually it's effortless when we realize what we're about, what we're doing, yeah? So that's the flow. Csikszentmihalyi said that there's seven, I said it again. If you go to the website, by the way, go on YouTube, you can... I've been saying it wrong all this time.
I love his book, too.
Okay, you love his book, too. And you can actually pronounce his name. Okay. Okay. Say it again. Mihai Chick sent me high. Cheek sent me high. The cheek sent me high. I got it now. I'll remember that forever now. My cheek sent me high. That's good. Moving on. He had seven characteristics of the flow. And talking about flow, martial arts and that kind of movement is part of this thing we're talking about, I think. And so is music, we just said. So is art, isn't it? Because when you're looking at a blank canvas, you don't know what you're going to put on there. You might have some slight concept, but you have to relax and let go and allow the flow to be there, the natural, inherent intelligence of the of being. We're talking about tarot yesterday, and the tarot cards are the same idea. If you can't work out what the tarot is trying to say intellectually, you just allow it to reveal itself to you. It's part of being in that flow of the incredible intelligence that's everywhere available. Seven concepts. See how close they are to unity teachings. Number one, intense and focused concentration in the present moment. Have you tried to focus and concentrate in the past moment or the future? You have? How successful have you been? I'm not going to focus now. I'm going to focus later. Wow, that feels good. No, it doesn't. It's impossible to do, you know. So, but we try. We're always trying to bring the past and the future in. But this is simply focused energy in the present moment. Number two is the merging of action and awareness, a merging of subject and object. So the thing we're doing and us have become one, right? There's that coherence there. Three, loss of reflective self-consciousness. In other words, we're not self-conscious about it. We know we're in the flow, we're doing our thing beautifully. And you know when you're not, you know, you're awkward. Things don't work out well. When we let go of being self-conscious about it and just be, then it seems the energy seems to flow to us and through us, yeah? And people can pick it up if you're awkward, can't they? Like if you're a school teacher and you come to the class and you're all upset and everything, kids will jump all over that because they can pick it up intuitively. But when I was a teacher for 8 years before I became a minister, so I know. But when you have that confidence, then success leads to success, as they say. Failure leads to failure, success leads to success. So be a successful person, right? Know that you have that flow, that capability within you. Four, personal control over the situation or the activity. Not ego control, but you're taking charge. You're responsible here. I am confident I can do this. Five, distortion of temporal experience. Time seems to bend when you're in these moments, doesn't it? When you're in that moment of creativity, I think Michelangelo painted for 5 or 6 days at a time in the Sistine Chapel. He totally was in the zone. He was in the flow. He lost all sense of time and space. He didn't eat anything. He didn't go to the bathroom. Nothing for like 5 or 6 days. And then he'd wake up kind of thing out of his trance, like his entrainment, and realize, I got to take care of my bodily functions here. Went down, had a little sleep. And they'd go back up and do another several days' work. That's intense being in the flow, in the zone. Yeah. So time is distorted. Five, that was five. Six, the activity is intrinsically rewarding. The word that Cheek Sent Me High said, it sounds like an Indian name, doesn't it? How I am Cheek Sent Me High. That was bad. That was really, really bad. Sorry, folks. Oh, yeah, a round of applause for that was one of the worst ever, yeah. It is a great book, though, as Josh can attest. The technical term he used was autotelic, but the point here is an activity that's intrinsically rewarding. It's got its own reward. I'm not doing it so I can be praised by somebody else. I'm doing it because I'm loving it, you know. It feels so great. And that's number seven. Spontaneous joy and rapture arise while performing that task. Yeah? Sometimes you don't even know how it arose, but you feel intense joy and rapture. And I feel it for other people too. Because when I see people giving and contributing to our community out of the goodness of their own hearts, I get high. I get excited. Because, my goodness, they have given so much. There's so much love. When Peyton spoke, and I don't want to draw him out because there's other nominees, too, that did wonderful things. But he inspired me with some of his words, and so did the other nominees, too. They're speaking from their heart experience, right, and letting it flow. So let's give them a round of applause again. They did a great job. All right. What I like about this is it's practical, like we said. It's not about, I got to go to the mountaintop so I can be in the flow. The flow happens anywhere, right? Changing the diaper, in the school, in our job, wherever we are. We can experience this sense of flow because it's inherent within us. And Mihai said that there's three things we can do to activate this. These are the three. He says, set a clear goal or intention, right? Know that what you do, there's something you want to intend to do. So there's that sense of focus. I'm going to focus on this thing. Whatever it might be, it can be a very simple thing. Like, I like washing up the dishes. You know? And my wife is eternally grateful for that fact, too. But there's something about it. There's something that's simple. And that's the second thing. Immerse yourself in the experience. Right? Is there an immediate result from doing this? There is. Washing the dishes, you get a feeling of satisfaction, right? It's done. And while you're in it, you can just focus on that one thing. All the other worries can go out of the window for that moment. We're in good company on washing the dishes because Brother Lawrence, back in the 17th century, Catholic monk, he wasn't really very skilled at doing the services, so he didn't go into the monastery very much, into the cathedral, but he spent most of his time in the kitchen. He was a cook, and he was the washer up of all the dishes and plates. And supposedly, he did it with such focus and flow and intensity that he became enlightened, right? That simple thing. He wrote a book called Practicing the Presence of God. And his book was not practicing the presence of God by doing these amazing things, just by doing simple things with that flow, with that intention. Yeah. So set a clear goal, immerse yourself in it with energy, and balance opportunity with capacity. In other words, don't set yourself up for failure here by doing things that are not yours to do. You know, when I was younger, I always thought, well, I got to try everything. I got to do this thing at least once in my life. Ever felt like that? You know, now I'm older, I think it's too late. I don't have to do those things anymore. Now I can just focus on what is mine to do. Now, somebody's going to come up to me afterwards and say, listen, it's never too late to do all those things. But, you know, I don't have to anymore because I'm comfortable in who I am. You know, and what I do well, I want to maximize, yeah? And I don't feel I have to rush around doing everything that I might not be able to do well. Whereas before, I felt like, oh, I better be better in this and that and the other. No, do what is yours to do well. Make it part of the flow. So, it's in nature, it's in the rummage sale, it's in service to the community. Can I talk about the sacred service sign-ups? Because this is the last week, whether I can or not, I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Do it. The sacred service, it's the last week, and we still got some gaps. So if you feel that, you know, for this next 6 months, you would like to do some sacred service for the community, whatever area it might be. I know we have openings in refreshments, and there's some ushers still open, bookstore, whatever. It's like one time a month for 6 months. So it's six times to experience the flow, right? It's part of being in the flow, being part of our ongoing with the church. I am with the church, and I want to be part of that energy and that flow. And I'll throw out a challenge. If you do not experience the flow at the end of 6 months, come and complain to me, okay? And I'll give you your money back that you spent and all that hard work volunteering. But check it out. See if there's something. And if we don't get it finished today, we'll probably have to put it out for the next couple of weeks so we get those volunteers because it's the lifeblood of the church. There are people giving in so many ways. If you're one of them, thank you. But if you have never done it before, consider that to be a way of activating flow. Yeah. So, we don't want to be a church that's always asking people to do something, because we're not. We're a church that celebrates the inherent capacity within us all, yeah? We are in the flow. That's what it's about, yeah? And when we align ourselves with it, when we remember that incredible resource within us, and life becomes an unbounded joy. I'm feeling it, and I hope you feel it today and all this week. Amen.
Thank you for listening. This ministry is funded through the generous contributions of individuals just like you. If you have found spiritual enrichment here, please visit us online at www.unityfortworth.org and make a donation. We thank you for your contribution and affirm with you, divine love flowing through us blesses and multiplies all that we give and all that we receive.